hard to take. Okay, so we're continuing with the Hasidic Revolution. We're looking in the Sefer Derech Eitz HaChaim. This is a Sefer written by a Jew who is alive today. His name is Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern. Okay, and he's a brilliant, brilliant scholar who lives in Eretz Yisrael. And he writes a lot on Hasidus and stuff like that. So he is going to, and this is what students, I believe, write from what he speaks. The students take the notes. So on page Tav Kuf Nun Vav, we can skip the top section. It's just a little introduction, just saying how they wrote it and whatever. But these are the words that they copied from him. They heard his speech. So at the bottom it says, Aleph, Seder Hishtalshalus Mesiras HaTorah Dor Acher Dor. The order of the Hishtalshalus, the chain of giving over the Torah from generation to generation. This is the first part. It's a pretty long mimer in general. The mimer is called the Derech Eitz HaChaim, the way of the tree of life. It's a long mimer. I don't know if we're going to do the whole mimer, but we're going to get the main points here. So he said, "Vinei tchila verosh." In the beginning, Amarnu, we'd like to say, "Lahatik biktzara." We'd like to give over. Really, it means to copy, but to give over briefly. Seder hishtalshalus mesiras haTorah, the order of giving over the chain of Torah, dor acher dor, generation after generation. Kefi harashum, the way it's listed. Biksav Yosher Divrei Emes, in words of that are given over in truth, Al Yedei Hagona Kodesh Marenu Harav Gershon Henech Meradzin, the Tzaddik Gershon Henech from Radzin, and this was the beginning of the Hasidus of I just can't remember now the last name of that. Radzin became It became that Hasidus became the family of Ishbitz, you know. And I believe it or not, I found a map that maps out all the Hasidus thing. I found it online. I'm having trouble getting it onto one page and one sheet. So when I get that, I'll send that along. So we'll be able to chart out what's going on. So anyway, so this is what he said. In his Hakdama, L'Sefer Beis Yaakov, Lamar Aviv Hagona Kodesh Rabbi Yaakov Mishas. Oh, that's from his father, Rabbi Yaakov of Ishbitz. V'zel Lashona B'Ktzara B'Tochen Dvorov. This is his main words that he said over. So now the rest of this, I think all of this, yes, all of this first section is really from Gershon Henoch of Radzin, who was from the family of Ishbitz. V'nei, Mimos Avram Avinu. From the days of Avram Avinu, Olav HaShalom, moving on to the next page, Hischilu HaShnei Alpayim Torah. This is the 2,000 years of Torah. For Avram Avinu, Hischilu LaHa'ir LaOilam, and Avram Avinu began to illuminate to the world, Shashem Yisparach Nimtza Gam BaOilam Hazeh. The Chiddush of Avram Avinu is that he taught the world that Hashem is found also in this world. In other words, the Goyim believed there was a God, but the God is not a relatable God. He's not in this world. He's far away. And whatever relationship we have with a very distant one. He said, no, Hashem is mamish in this world. V'chein ha-yolimud ha-Torah, and so was the learning of Torah, v'avoda, and the service. Ma'ashahoye kodem matan Torah. Any Torah that was learned, and any avodas Hashem that was done before the giving of the Torah at Sinai, Haya begodel hispatlus, was with a tremendous amount of self nullification, v'nisyonos and tests, v'savlonos atzuma, and being able to be patient and to carry a great load of this awareness of Hashem, v'yedeze, and through all that effort, higiu, they reached lahasogas yedias mitzias Hashem yisparach, they came to a comprehension of the knowledge of the reality of Hashem. Shehan Hoga Haisa B'midas Elyon, that is conduct which was in a most supernal way. We find that the patriarchs taught Torah to their children. Okay. Achein, however, B'matan Torah Nemer. So what happened at Matan Torah? What was the Chiddush It's good we're learning it today. It's Parshas Yisro, so that's mamish timely. It said, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem descended upon Har Sinai. So what does that mean? Shaz nizgalali Yisrael. It was revealed to the Jewish people. Shekol ha'olam kulo mole kvod Hashem Yisparach. The entire world is filled with the glory of Hashem. V'amachaya, he's the one who gives life. V'amahamahava, and gives existence. Kol dover, for everything, tamid, on a constant basis. That was the chiddush that Hashem showed for everyone. Hashem revealed this idea. The patriarchs had to work on it to teach it to the people and believe in it, but here it was mamish openly revealed. Now let's go down to the bottom, footnote Gimel. Perish Advarim, what does this mean? Nisbar is explained, the Yeser says, he explains it better in another Sefer. B'sifro Tiferes HaChanochi, which is a Hakdama to the Zohar HaKodesh, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, etc. He says like this, Sha'ad Matan Torah, until the giving of the Torah, lo nisbaseis olam, the world was not firmly established. Mipnei shlohoya zivug sholem l'or Hashem Yisrach Abriya. There was not a complete pairing between the light of Hashem and His creation. In other words, you had Hashem, but it wasn't so apparent that that was a connection to what was down in the world here, as we see in Masechah Shabbos. Hashem made a condition with all of the things of creation. If the Jewish people take on the Torah, that's good. But if not, I'm going to bring the whole world to nothingness. The Zohar also says, the completion of the creation world was established b'matan Torah, when we got the Torah. And what's the concept? Kikol yisid yisod abri, the whole secret of creation. Lo nisratzis lis alem rotzon Hashem revolution gashmim. It doesn't agree to conceal the will of Hashem in physical garments. They don't really want that. Rak b'mat and Torah, but through the giving of Torah, raw they saw shal yidei masa haTorah mitzvus, that when we do learn Torah and we learn mitzvus, Yisalu kol alavushim gashmaim, all the physical garments rise up, gam kein lahoyer lahem, to show shigam bom nimtzo or yoker, that there's a great light found in them. So the chiddush of Matan Torah was that it was now revealed that its mamish is, Hashem is in the Bria. Let's go back upstairs. Ki b'matan Torah, because when we got the Torah, Hirba vehigdil chasto, Hashem increased and made big His kindness, at shenikra, until we could say yegia kapecha kisoichel, the one by the efforts of their hands they will eat. Ve'af ki akol b'chasto, even though everything is with His kindness, ochein zeh haratzon hu b'matan Torah, but this desire came out on Matan Torah, shal yedei hakoras or Hashem Yisbarach, that through recognizing the light of Hashem v'yedias mitziyos v'lamazeh, and knowing His reality in this world, from that we can be called Nikra Yegia Kapayim Shalodim. This becomes the real efforts of the human being. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz L'Zach HaSan, Hashem wants to bring merit to us. All right, so this idea, this is the real work, the Yegias Kapecha. We work hard to establish this idea that Hashem is revealed in our world. And He's mamish in our world. And that's a big thing. You look at the world, you don't even see there's a God. We believe there's a God. Ep is something. But for that to be revealed, this is what Matan Torah showed. And that's the famous idea that the Gemara says, that people saw what was heard and heard what was seen. So the explanation is, it's like this. You know, I give the mushal, you know, those famous, what is it called, the magic eye pictures, where you see a just a picture of just a background that just seems to be like the same thing over and over and over, a bunch of dots.
Yep, then you cross your eyes.
And you cross your eyes, all of a sudden you see an amazing picture, and some of them are like 3D pictures. As Mamish, it brings a 3D picture, jumps out. So imagine if you had a picture. The picture was your home, your family in your home. Okay? Now you cross your eyes, and the picture shows you the energies of Hashem pulsating different energies into different things in your home, making it happen. And it was more dimensional than your three-dimensional. So now, you could never look at that picture the same. Now, of course, when you blink your eyes, you see the old picture, but you know there's something deeper there. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. If I tell you right now, you should know and believe that Hashem is sending energies to give you existence, and if those energies would stop for a moment, you'd disintegrate. You'd say, okay, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I don't see what you mean. I hear what you're saying, but I don't see what you mean. Okay. Now, you see the three-dimensional picture. What do you say now? I see what you mean. And when you're looking at the three-dimensional picture for a long time, a really long time, and you mom, you see the energies, and then while you're looking at the three-dimensional, you say, you know, you think it's all Hashem, but you know there is another reality. There's really people that think that they are mamish their own boss. And things come to themselves. You're gonna say, no, I hear what you're saying, but I don't see what you mean. So that's what it means. They heard what was seen and saw what was heard. Until now they heard. I hear there's Hashem in the world. But now they saw what was heard. And now the fakert. And that which they thought they were seeing all along, that the reality was, then they only could hear what they could see. You hear the idea here?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, if the Jews were shown, that was the real chiddush of Har Sinai, that Hashem mamish is in the world. He's mamish making it happen, and the whole world wants that to be revealed. And that really is a fundamental aspect of Yiddishkeit. That means that is really the very source of all the nister in Torah, the pnimius in Torah, is that there's a reality that's more real, that mamish is so clear, but, you know, it's concealed. And that's what Hashem revealed at Sinai, and that the whole world wants the world to know this. And this is the yegias kapech of a person. Let's continue back inside. V'hatorah, and that Torah that Hashem gave us, who kolelas kol habriyah, it incorporates the entire creation. Shein shum adam shlo yuchal lagia El Kol Hasoga at Kamish Igbal Hashem Yisparach, that nobody, that no person, Shein Shuma, that's not, and that's double negative. There's no person who can't reach an understanding as much as Hashem allows him to have. In other words, the Torah is giving you the ability to understand the world. Vein Shum Davar Torah. There's nothing in the Torah, even mitzvahs we can't observe nowadays, that aren't necessary for all people. Everybody needs every word of the Torah, because the Torah is what reveals everything in this world. Even though we can't, not everybody can understand everything perfectly, but everybody can understand according to his level, even from the secrets of the Torah. And in the Torah they hint every conduct for every generation at Sof Kol Doros until the end of time. There's not any story in the Torah that is not necessary for our service to Hashem. Even the esoteric prophecies of Yecheskel with the Maisa Merkava, who gam kein mash nishcham lumo kedei l'kayim, a person needs to also learn it to be able to fulfill his life, everyone according to their level. So there's nothing in this Torah that God gave us that doesn't have any, that's, there's got to be a great relevance of how we have to serve Hashem and live in this world. He's all quoting from this Gershon Henech from Radzin. A person has to learn and understand that which Hashem gave us, the Torah. He only gave us what we need in order to serve him. Necessary for the entire Jewish people. So that a person should understand and investigate the honor of Hashem, he knows what his love and his fear is. And how you could find the honor of Hashem in every detail, in every action. Ulumi umispan, who he's davening to. Umitzah shol mi umakayim, and whose mitzvahs he's doing. Vech or Hashem yisparach vashkochas onimsuchol prat, and how the light of Hashem and his supervision is found in every little detail of life. Valzeh isa b'Zohar Kodesh, and that's what the Zohar Kodesh says. Shezehu mitzvahs, this is the mitzvah of yadat ayom v'shevos alvecha ki Hashem hu alokim v'shemayim imam v'ars v'chas einod. You were made to know at Sinai that what you know today and bring it into your heart that Hashem is the God of the heavens above and the earth below. Ain od mavad, there's nothing else. And that's what the whole purpose of that mitzvah is. Liros, to see Eich or Hashem Yisbarach, like Hashkochas and Nimsim Chol Prat, to see how Hashem's light and supervision is found in every detail of the world. Even in the garments that are so far away that there's Hashem in the areas that you would think there's no God at all in. Shazel Maisim Merkava. That's also the Maisim Merkava. Liros to see Shako Bor Hashem Yisbarach Vod. Hashem created everything for His honor. Next page. V'lachein Yesh Bazeh Dargus. His levels. Kolecha Lafi Kol Kli Kibulo. Everyone depending on the receptacle he has. Ken Yochel Lichlos Partis. He too can go into that orchard of Nister in Torah. So that's part of the mitzvah of Yadata Yom V'Shol Vecha, is to really understand that Hashem is everything, and Hashem is in every aspect of our life. So that's what we talk about. When you have stress at work, it's 100% Hashem. In the most criminal areas of the world, Hashem is right there. Making that happen, we may not understand how, but He's making it happen on over every aspect. You know, I read an interesting story, a modern story, of this fellow. He was a Ben Torah. He wasn't a great scholar. You know, he was in yeshiva a couple years, and then he... I'm going to get the story straight now. One minute. One second. Let me just remember. Okay, there's two stories. I don't want to mix them up. There's a story of a... fellow, he's a regular Ben Torah, and he was working in a place that was owned by a frum Jew, and he worked like a tire company, and he worked on the line, whatever, you know. He was a regular guy, not an outstanding scholar in any way, and that was his job. He had for many years, and he was like, the highest he could be promoted to is like an assistant manager, like something. And then he made an okay parnasa. Okay, then after a few years, he's there for quite a while, and he meets an old friend, and the old friend, he comes out, is out of work, and he's having trouble, mamish, finding any to put food on the table. So the guy says, you know, let me ask my boss. Maybe there's room for you on the line. You know, you can work. So he asks the boss, and the boss says, yeah, he can get a job. So he gets the guy the job. Baruch Hashem, the guy's got a job. So the guy's there about 6 months. Then the manager, you know, there's the owner and then the manager. The manager, a guy who was there for many years, and that job, the first Jew always wished one day he'd be the manager. That would be a big increase in salary. He was really hoping one day he'd be the manager. Anyway, so this new guy, the new worker, the frum guy also, he's there 6 months. All of a sudden, the boss promotes the new guy to be the manager. To be the manager. So the first Jew, you know, describes how disappointed he was. And of course, the manager called him in and said, you know, you realize we appreciate you're here with us and everything, but the other guy really, you know, really well suited for the manager job is. And the real truth of the matter is that the first kid, you know, he was a nice guy, but he really, being the manager, was really, he has to have a lot of skills, and he didn't have it, but the guy he brought in had it. So then he discusses, you know, and then the other guy's got, you know, been works for many years, you know, many years. It's going on for I don't know how many years. And he always, you know, and the new guy never was always kind to his old friend. But, you know, since then, there was always like a little bit of a distance. You know, the first 6 months, they, you know, they'd eat lunch together, they do this. You know, two schleppers, two workers. Now this guy became the manager. He's much busier. He can't always take lunch off. And they always were cordial to each other. And the second guy was grateful for what they got the job, no question about it. And he always treated the first guy nicely. But the first guy like was always, always felt bad. Just you know, and he knows it wasn't logical, but he just felt bad because he didn't, he always wished he could have that job, you know. And even though there'd be times, you know, he think, you know, really, I don't know if I'd be so good at the job, but still I was there so much. It's like not a logical sadness. You follow. Anyway, so many years pass. And then one day, the manager, the Jew, comes over to him, and he says, you know, I don't want you to feel pressured, but, you know, my son, he's already in the early 20s, and he's, as they say, out of the freezer, and is looking for shidduchim. And I understand you have a daughter, and you know what? Maybe we should try to make a shidduch. But, you know, or no, I think it's his, I don't know, which one was the son, which was the daughter, I don't remember. I don't know, it doesn't matter. And the guy says, listen, you don't have to go out with her because, you know, we know each other. You know, check out her resume, check it out, and you'll see if what I'm talking about is yeah, I think it was the new guy's daughter and the old guy's son. Just check it out, check out the things. Anyway, they check it out. And they say, you know, he's a good boy. He's a good girl. She's a good girl. So they agree to the shidduch. And lo and behold, boom, 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 right away, it's klapzich, and they're going to get engaged. Okay, so the two parents meet, and they talk, and this and that. And of course, in this, you know, for these kids, will be learning, and, you know, there is the idea of supporting them, you know. Anyway, so they're talking, this and that. And then just nonchalantly, the new manager, right, the one, he tells the other guy, and, you know, in terms of support, I will commit 5 years full-time, no problem. And the guy said, wow. He said, thank you so much, you know. He says, listen, you know, the only way I was able to do it is because I had that new job. And because I had that new job, I was able to save enough money, that whoever my kid would marry would be able to learn for 5 years straight. So the first Jid, he reflected on that. He said, you could see how kind Hashem was to me to not give me that job. Because really, if he would have given me this job, the job would have been more than what I could handle. The headaches that I see this guy, the hours he had to put in, and, you know, and the guy doesn't able to learn so much. And Baruch Hashem, I didn't have such a, you know, I did my 9 to 5. I was able to do Daf Yomi. I was able to learn at night. And, you know, I just barely had enough money to take care of the kids. If I had had the manager job, I'd have the stress. I'd have this. I'd have all these things. And you see what happened? Hashem, because he loves me so much, he gave the job. I got a job for somebody. And I see how foolish I was to always feel bad that he got the promotion. But really, he got the promotion. That promotion was a promotion for me, that he was able to make the money to be able to support my son in learning Torah for 5 years. So that's what, you know, you see Hashem in the most distant places, where you figure this is for sure. Listen, no good deed goes unpunished. I got him the job, and he got... And he becomes the manager. What's going on? The answer is, yes, you've been the manager, so you have less stress. And if you would be the manager, you'd be schwitzing what? In order to put away money so that your kids could sit and learn. So guess what? You got the guy the job. You didn't have to schwitz. The other guy's schwitzing. The other guy pays the money, and he's eternally grateful to you. And you got a good mechutin. So you got to see that that's Hashem is involved in every step of the way there. So that's a good story. That's a good story. There's an inyan that a person should, Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov spoke about this years and years ago. They put out that people should be cognizant of the Hashgacha Pratis that Hashem has in their life. And they should write it down. And they taka say, the Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, Zichron Levracha, that when he was raised his daughters, they lived a very frugal life. He didn't give them any extras and things like that. But one thing he always would be very gifting of. And what was that? When he would see His daughters, he told them like this. He would give them, he said like this, I want you to make a notebook. He gave them nice notebooks. And he said, you be pay attention to your life and see when Hashem does Hashkacha Pratis for you. And every time you see Hashkacha Pratis in your life, write it down in your journal. And you come to me and I'll give you a prize for every time you wrote it in your journal. So the daughters reflect as they got older and became Rebbetzins and their father was alive. They said, we always looked forward to writing in the journals because of the prizes that we would get. But really, that was the greatest way for our father to inculcate in us the idea of Hashem's mamash hashkacha pratis in every aspect of our life. See, Hashem is very, very involved in our lives. But the problem is we're so busy looking at so many other things and get distracted, we don't stop to pay attention and to see all the hashkacha pratis that Hashem does for us. And if we would write it down and then chazer it over and read it over, and that becomes, as it were, quote-unquote, your neo Sefer Torah, because that's really what a Sefer Torah is all about. A Sefer Torah is really revealing how Hashem wants what he wants done in the world. So when you write that for yourself, that is a can increase your Yiras Shamayim. And that's the same idea, being aware of what Hashem is doing for you. So there was this fellow, this Balabas, who heard that shmooze, whatever, and he took it to heart. And he started writing journals. And over a course of many, many years, it must have been 20, 25, 30 years, he had a lot of journals. And after his nifter, the children wanted to check, look, and they knew they had a journal. They never read. It was like a diary almost. So they found the journal. And one son wanted to photocopy, to scan it so he could send it to all the siblings. So when he scanned all the pages, coincidentally, it was 613 scans. So again, they were very impressed about all that, and they decided to print, and people can have access to little journals and to spread little journals to bring a greater awareness of Hashem in their life. So this is just part of the idea that to remember that Hashem, no matter how distant something may appear, Hashem is extremely involved in that 100%. All right, let's just do one more paragraph. Okay? Good? When Hashem gave the Torah to Yidden, what did he give them exactly? Look at this. He gave them the Pashupshat, whatever the Pashupshat was, in terms of, let's say, halacha or stories, the hasoid biyachad, and the secret also, the hidden, the pnimius, at the same time, when the Torah is given to the Jews, they got both ends of it. V'chol echad haven b'pshat v'sok v'yasok also. And everybody understood the pshat and the sod according to their level. Not everybody's so intelligent and is such an abstract thinker, but they always were told with every pasuk, this is the pshat and this is the kabbalah. Kedisa b'zor kodesh. The zor kodesh says it in Parshas Yisro. V'chei nisra b'das ator b'dor adeya, and so expanded the knowledge that the people in dor adeya had. Because who dor amidbar? That's the dor of the desert. He called dor azeh dor adeya. They were dor adeya. That, and so everybody learned Kabbalah, basically. The deeper understanding of what the pasuk really means. What the mitzvah really means. What is exactly going on when you're doing it. When Moshe died, nismaid or hatorah shebichsav. This light of the written Torah became diminished, as you find in the Zohar Kadosh Parshas Truma. Shekedushas ha-nevi'im. Now that we go to the next level of just a regular nevi'im, their holiness haiketana mikedushas zohar was much smaller than the holiness of the Torah that Moshe had. Achein, still, as hischil lahar. So what would happen as a trade-off? So as Moshe died, began to illuminate the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law. Achein b'chol seder ha-kabbalah, and all the arrangements of Kabbalah, shadaris mismat, were getting smaller. Achein seder ha-kabbalah, and then that's the seder of the Kabbalah, it says Moshe kibel Torah, and the Kabbalah of Torah, Yoshua l'zakein and zakein l'nevim. Right? So they would give it over. So what was given over? Obviously it was less, but it was all given over. the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebal Peh, this Kabbalah, was all given over from one generation to another generation. That was the same, the Kabbalah of giving over the Torah was also the revealed and the hidden was given over together. The inner kind of Torah, Nikra Kabbalah, it's called Kabbalah. It's given over, received. Kidisa be the Kuna Zohar. Zohar tells us that the secrets of Torah are called Kabbalah. Umidor v'seder ha-Kabbalah haya, and the order of the Kabbalah was Eitzel Kol Makablim with all the receivers. Kidisa b'sefer bris menucha b'aktam, etc. It's explained over there. V'chenigia seder Kabbalah nashkasol. This the Kabbalah went all the way, as it says in Pirkei Avos, the first mission to the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. V'yamalamdim l'talmedim ha-pshat v'asol. They would teach their students the pshat and the secrets. Everyone according to what they could understand, they understood the secrets of Torah. Until that went on for generations. People were, Kabbalah is not a new thing. It was from Har Sinai. Until, unfortunately, the honor of Torah was minimized, as it says in the Gemara Kiddush and Daf Ayin Alf, Mishirova Perutzim, when the people who were Perutzim, you know, priestistic, not behaving properly. This is in the times of the Gemara now. The Gemara there shows how the sages would begin to hide the sod because they felt it would be abused. It was powerful stuff, and in the wrong hands, it's not good. We find that the Tanoim hid their words. They would conceal the secrets of Torah in garments. That's the Agadata Gemara, where they'd say Agadata, and crazy stories, you know, but you got to understand when it says that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas tall and jumped 10 amas tall, and, you know, that's not exactly what happened. It's concealed. Zeinia Talmud Bavli, that's the idea of Talmud Bavli. Bavli comes from Balul, which means confusion. Shisham Nistru Divrei Torah B'Levushim, that therefore the secrets of Torah were concealed in garments. Dinira Kilavushim Pashtim, Pshatim. It looks like a garment of pshat. Pshat means we're learning simple halacha. Shor shenogar chasapor. Do you understand? Every halacha, shomer chinim, shomer sachar, it's not just talking about a shomer chinim, shomer sachar. It's talking about a person, for example, who's a shomer over his soul. And there's different types of people. Some are a shomer chinim, shomer sachar. Some want to get paid for being frum. Some will do it for nothing. Some Hashem pays them for. There's deep by everything they talk about. You think it's a simple halacha? What do we have to talk about an ox that's goring? We have to talk about an ox that's goring. We're talking about an ox. What's an ox mystically referring to? What's a chamor? Chamor is chamri. This is a lazy good for nothing. It's all hinting to what's involved with people. Shehem yichlu. Shehem, what do they do? Shehem yichlu lahal, yochlu. Lahal bishoda satur b'usha olam asa. They're able to dress up, conceal the secrets of the Torah in the garments of this world's simple things. But the secrets they gave over to the people who knew secrets. So in other words, when they were learning Gemara, the entire Bavli, that we learn on the Pshat level, and we have to learn on the Pshat level, and you have to learn that first on the Pshat level. But really, was so much Kabbalah was hidden, and the way they worded it, and therefore when we start, you know, why did the Gemara say this, and why is that stupid, it's this and that, you know what? Because all you're seeing is an external coat. A concealment. Yeah, when you're learning concealment, it's hard to understand the concealment. But if it's beneath the surface, that's why they said, you know, great scholars, when they were teaching their children, they warned them. They say, don't get involved in the Kabbalah of Gemara until you're Bucky and Shas backwards and forwards. Because once you're going to start getting into the Kabbalah, you're not going to want to go back to Pashup Shat. The Kabbalah is so sweet. So deep and so emes, you're gonna want to live in the Kabbalistic world of Shor Shenogach HaSapara and not in the world of Shor Shenogach HaSapara. You have to remember there's still the world of Shor Shenogach HaSapara. First have the Abaki and Shas, and your mama show backwards and forwards, and you know how it applies nowadays, and then you go into the Kabbalah. So this Kabbalah was something that was with us all the time, but during the times of the Gemara, as things became difficult, the rabbis had to intentionally conceal them.